Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside OJ McDuffie, Troy Drayton, Tristan Jones, the Metro PCS Comment Center, as we're just a day away from the 2014 NFL Draft. And for more on that, we bring in John Congemi, our resident draft expert, who's doing great work at Dolphins.com, getting you ready for all the different scenarios that could play out. John, how are you doing this evening?
Man, this is I can't wait for tomorrow, guys. Man. We've been talking about the same names for about 3 months now, so it's exciting that the draft's finally here.
John, how many times you changed your mind so far on the pick?
A lot.
Yeah, okay.
A lot.
Like the rest of us.
It hasn't changed pretty much in position, but I think the names have changed. Yeah. Right.
Well, speaking of names, based on the Finsiders mock draft that we did today and over the last 3 days, I should say, we have 18 picks off the board before the Dolphins in 19. We've kind of gone around the NFL, talked to different experts, different reporters in the various markets to determine who would be off the board. Let's recap that for everybody real quick, just so you know. And then based on that, we'll get John's opinion on who the Dolphins should take. So at number one overall, the Houston Texans selected Jadeveon Clowney out of South Carolina. At number two, the Rams took offensive tackle Jake Matthews from Texas A&M. Clemson wide receiver Sammy Watkins went number three to the Jaguars. At number four, the Browns took Khalil Mack out of Buffalo, the linebacker. At number five, the Raiders selected offensive tackle Greg Robinson out of Auburn. At number six, the Falcons took offensive tackle Taylor Lewan out of Michigan. Wide receiver Mike Evans from Texas A&M went seven to the Bucks. Number eight, Blake Bortles, first quarterback off the board, went to the Vikings. At number nine, it was the Bills selecting tight end Eric Ebron out of North Carolina. At 10, the Lions took defensive tackle Aaron Donald out of Pitt. John was happy with that pick.
Yeah.
Cornerback Darquez Dennard went number 11 to the Titans out of Michigan State. Zach Martin from Notre Dame, the offensive lineman, went to the Giants at number 12. At 13, the Rams took safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix out of Alabama. At 14, the Bears took another safety, Calvin Pryor out of Louisville. Then another corner came off the board at 15 to the Pittsburgh Steelers as Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State was drafted. Linebacker Anthony Barr was taken by the UCLA by the Cowboys at 16. Then at 17, the Ravens took linebacker C.J. Mosley from Alabama. And finally, the Jets at number 18 took wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. from LSU, meaning the Dolphins are on the clock in our mock draft. Now, just so everybody knows, we're going to give our official pick tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that as far as what the Finsiders' consensus pick will be at number 19 for the Dolphins. But in the meantime, John, I know that you have some scenarios that could play out here, and I know you have a current draft board as far as who might be available for the Dolphins and what's realistic.
Well, like we talked a lot, guys, yesterday, there's going to be offensive linemen available. Maybe not the four that you wanted to pick from. But, you know, realistically, Jake Matthews and Greg Robinson weren't really on the Dolphins' board unless they were going to move up and give up a lot to get there. And I think there are some, you know, some scenarios and trade partners that are there if the Dolphins decide to do that. But the more likely scenario is staying put at 19 or moving back or trying to move back into the draft. And that's where you have a lot of partners. I think there's a lot of people up there in the 20s, in the mid-20s to late 20s, that want some fluctuation, especially if the board falls the way it does and Johnny Manziel is still out there with a Cleveland Brown team that maybe went linebacker or wide receiver at number four. They're going to want to get a quarterback either late in the first round or early in the second round. So the Miami Dolphins might be in play there. The Minnesota Vikings, talking about the other scenario, moving up. If the Vikings don't take a quarterback at number eight, the Dolphins could be in play there where they can jump up to 19 and get extra picks. Dennis Hickey can acquire extra picks, maybe move back a little bit and still get the guard or tackle that they're looking for. If the Dolphins stay at 19, I still believe, though, they have to take a serious look at Cyrus Kwonjo, Morgan Moses, Juwan James. Those are the kind of names that have been bantering around. If they feel good about Jason Fox in free agency and they were going to stay and say, listen, he's going to be okay, he's going to be our starting right tackle, then they go to Betonio out of Nevada or Suofilo from UCLA and immediately pencil that guy in and start at one of the guard positions because they have the flexibility playing tackle and kicking down to playing guard just like Zach Martin does at Notre Dame. So I think that's kind of the route that I would go if I were in that draft room tomorrow, because if you spent all that money on Brandon Albert to bring him in and solidify the left side, why not pay the money and solidify your right side or get another person that you're going to start on your offensive line? Because I go back to last year, guys, if you didn't have the talent to play and start on this offensive line last year that had trouble, you know, consistently running the football and that couldn't protect consistently, you better be able to solidify that around your quarterback going into year three.
And guys, John, on his current draft board for the Dolphins, based on our mock draft, you've got the three offensive linemen in Kwanjo, Moses, and James, and then you also have the linebacker Ryan Shazier out of Ohio State. And John, interestingly enough that we bring this up, that Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald reported a little bit earlier this afternoon that the Dolphins, in his words, love Tennessee tackle Juwan James and Ohio State linebacker Ryan Shazier. So if we're talking about those two guys specifically, what do you see them bringing to the table?
Well, I think you get immediate impact with Shazier because he's a speed guy, and he's not a track linebacker. This guy's a tough football player. Grew up in South Florida, went to Plantation High School, started at a high level at Ohio State, made a lot of tackles last year in the Big Ten. He's one of those impact players, and I think he wouldn't play on the inside. That means the scenario still means that you either stick with Danelle Ellerbe on the inside or you kick Koemisi inside and let him play the weak side or strong side linebacker. So that's still, you know, in play for Joe Philbin and Dennis Hickey on how the pieces on the defensive side of the puzzle go if they go with Shazier at number 19.
Yeah, especially a guy like Shazier is running a 4-3-8. You definitely don't want to use that on the inside. You use him on the outside in coverage with tight ends, some of the backs. What about wide receiver, though? You haven't said anything about wide receiver here, John. I mean, there's got to be a situation for – I don't know. Some people say we look like we're set at wide receiver, but you've also heard rumors that we're not so set at wide receiver. What wide receiver could pop in there possibly?
Well, you know, I think it would be a reach at 19 because Odell Beckham just went to the Jets at 18. He's mm-hmm. arguably the second guy off the board after Sammy Watkins. There's Matthews from Vanderbilt that has a big rangy guy. You know, he's almost a little bit like Armand Binns in terms of body type that can run after catch and do a lot of things when he has his hands on the football. Moncrief, I really like from Ole Miss. Dante Moncrief, he's another bigger bodied guy, sure-handed guy, different frame than the Miami Dolphins have. So there's a couple of guys that you're not going to reach at 19 to get, but you sure could get. Even the Robinson from
Allen
Penn
Robinson,
State.
Yes.
You know, there's another guy you can get from second and third round that give you instant value at that pick. So that's a position of depth, I believe, in this draft at wide receiver. So there's no need to get him at 19. If the top two guys that are difference makers in this draft are gone at 19, I kind of wait for the second and third round if that's the way the Dolphins are thinking.
You know, John, the Miami Dolphins did a great job filling a lot of needs for this Miami Dolphins football team. And I think I asked you this question before. When you're talking about the later rounds, are they still going for offensive linemen, or are they going to be looking at the D-line and maybe a few other positions? I know we talk about inside backer, and I'm sure there's some inside backers that the Miami Dolphins may take a look at in the later round.
You know what, Troy? It all depends on how the board flips for the Miami Dolphins. Now, you look at your current roster, and you say, where do we need the most help outside of offensive line? That could be corner safety combination. That could be linebacker. That could be that big tight end that no one's really talking about that could come in and make an impact and help Charles Clay out. So there's a number of positions. I think when you look at the board, you go, where does this team need instant help? How many players are we away from closing the gap on New England? How many players are we away to sweep Buffalo? Because those are the important things in the AFC East that this team needs to concern themselves with. And the way the schedule is, the 12th toughest schedule, you better still be able to pick competition at rounds 4, rounds 5, and round 6 when they come in. So I think linebacker, I think a combination of a safety corner, a guy that can do a little bit of both back there that can add competition, and a tight end somewhere around in this draft.
All right, guys. The name who is still on the board in our mock draft is Johnny Manziel. That's the biggest name that is still available. And I know I might upset some of the Ryan Tannehill fans out there, but John, do you see any scenario?
No.
If maybe for a value pick, then
no.
they take Johnny Football.
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
not
on my board.
Any quarterback at all, do you think the Dolphins might reach for?
Not in the first three or four rounds. There's no need. Right now, there's no need. Unless you're going to do something after the draft or during the draft where there's a trade possibility with a backup quarterback that you feel that you can get somebody and Pat Devlin steps in for Matt Moore, I don't see it. I like the quarterback room that the Miami Dolphins have right now in 2014. I think you deal with 2015 at that position when it comes, because if you feel like you have the guy you want pulling the trigger at quarterback with Ryan Tannehill, there's no need to go out and get somebody that's just going to come in for competition to back up. You have that already. You've created that scenario with this football team. So you can get an undrafted free agent to come in, or a guy later to come in and compete. I wouldn't want to waste that this year. I don't think the Dolphins do that in 2014.
Okay, you brought this up at the beginning of the segment. You said that this could be a prime position for the Dolphins to trade down if that were the possibility. So in that case, knowing Johnny Football is still available, do you think that a team like the Browns or one of these teams behind the Dolphins later in the first round might want to move up?
That's where it gets very interesting. The Houston Texans have the first pick in the second round. If they don't get a quarterback right away at the top, or don't trade back to get somebody else, that could be an interesting thing. Cleveland Browns also, they have multiple picks, first round, second round, up high in the draft. That's another trade partner that the Cleveland Browns might get, you know, like they did the linebacker and Khalil Mack at number four, come back and try to get a wide receiver at 19 and someone that they like, and then get their quarterback early in the second round. So there's a lot of things that play into that. So I'm hoping that either stay put or go back. If you go forward, you're going to have to give up a lot, and I don't know if the Miami Dolphins are in a position to do that. I'm not taking it out or off the table, but it would be something that would be a big risk.
And we've heard that, you know, Dennis Hickey might be interested in getting more picks. So if that's the case, moving down would be the way to get more picks, right?
If he's looking us in the eye and telling us the truth, yes.
Yeah, right.
I think so. You never know. I mean, there's so many scenarios out there today that everybody's talking about moving up, moving back. There's so many different things that can happen. That's why we're all anxiously waiting for this thing to start and somebody to go out and say, this is who I want, and everything starts to fall in place. And you hope that the board, our mock draft, the Finsiders mock draft, doesn't play true tomorrow night, because that means there's only one quarterback that was taken off the board and there's four tackles before the 13th pick. That's something, if that does happen, then we'll see who the secondary lineman the Miami Dolphins are really high on.
Great insight as always from John Congemi, a resident draft expert. If you haven't checked it out, go to dolphins.com and see all the great work you're doing there as you're getting everybody ready. If you need a primer, you need to get a little update on all the different prospects, check out dolphins.com, and John has done some great work there. John, tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour, we will be giving our Finsiders pick at number 19. But in the meantime, since OJ and Troy won't be with us tomorrow, next segment we'll let them make their picks for who they think, based on our mock draft, the Dolphins will take at 19. We've got that coming up next. John, thanks again.
Hey, for joining us. Liked your song choices as well, guys.
No, thanks.